Culture 9. Exercises 4 and 5.
My guest today on Great Explorers is Emily Winston, Professor of Modern History at London University. We will be discussing the great explorer David Livingstone. Thank you for coming on the show, Emily.
My pleasure.
Can you start by telling us a bit about his background?
Yes, David Livingstone was born near Glasgow, Scotland, on the 19th of March 1813. His parents worked in a cotton factory, and David began working there too at the age of 10. He worked 12 hours a day and then had school lessons in the evening.
So it was a hard life.
Yes, very hard. Then in 1836, he went to Glasgow to study medicine and theology and decided to become a missionary doctor. At first, he wanted to travel to China, but war broke out there, so he chose Africa instead.
Where did he go in Africa?
His first visit was to Western Africa. From Luanda, he headed eastwards in 1854 towards the centre of the continent. He was the first European to see the enormous waterfalls on the River Zambezi in 1855. He renamed them Victoria Falls after the Queen. He continued eastwards and arrived at the mouth of the River Zambezi the following year. He was the first European to cross southern Africa.
It must have been a very difficult and dangerous journey. Why did he do it? What motivated him?
Well, he wanted to introduce African people to Christianity, but his main aim was to free them from slavery, which horrified him. His motto was Christianity, commerce, and civilization. He thought that if he could bring Christianity and trade and commerce to Africa, the slave trade would die out. Having returned to Britain, he wrote a book about his travels and tried to get support for his ideas.
And were his ideas popular?
Yes. Livingstone persuaded the British government to pay for his second expedition, which lasted 6 years, from 1858 to 1864. During that time, he explored the east coast of Africa and tried to sail up the Zambezi River and the Rovuma River into the centre of Africa. He hoped that these rivers would become important trade routes. In 1862, his wife Mary travelled to meet him at the mouth of the River Zambezi, but she tragically died a few months later of malaria.
How awful for him.
Yes, it must have been. And the expedition itself was a failure too. Livingstone found it impossible to get a boat far up either the Zambezi or the Rovuma. He continued on land up the Zambezi and also explored Lake Malawi, but eventually he abandoned the expedition and returned to Britain.
But he came back to Africa one more time, didn't he?
Yes, in 1866 he returned to the east coast and set out to find the source of the Nile.
So no one knew at that time where the Nile actually started?
No, Livingstone spent 6 years looking for it, with no contact at all with the outside world. In fact, many people thought he was dead, and that's why an American reporter called Stanley set out to find him in 1869. When Stanley finally found Livingstone 2 years later at Ujiji on the shore of Lake Tanganyika, he greeted him with the now famous words, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?"
And did Livingstone find the source of the Nile?
No. He didn't. He was ill by now with malaria and he died 2 years later. But the expedition wasn't a total failure, as he discovered a number of lakes and rivers, as well as the Victoria Falls.